Hey, my love bugs. It's 7:34 a.m. Today is Friday, November 10th. Yeah, I'm coming to you guys with, like, I don't know, a poem. It was just some energy that I've had on my heart for a while now, and I feel like it's so relatable for other melanated women. I don't really want to say just black, but melanated women in general. Women, possibly in general, but I know for melanated women. So I'm gonna share my poem, and just keep, like, this episode really, really super raw with you guys. I feel like my podcast has been, like, a way to heal myself. It's been, like, therapeutic. I've been able to help a lot of you guys, help others on their journey and inspire and do all types of stuff, help them get answers to what they need answers to. But at this point right now, I'm just kind of, like, taking a step back from a lot of things. I'm really, I don't know, energetically, I'm just kind of over a lot of things right now. I'm considering deactivating my TikToks, Facebook, Instagram. I'm over it. Like, I'm really over a lot of things. I might come back to my podcast. It just depends on how I feel, you know? And right now, I'm just not feeling it. And I feel like, you know, like I said, it could be amplified because I could be feeling the energies of the whole collective as melanated women in general. But I know for myself, it's like, y'all hear all the stuff that I've went through and what I'm still going through and just a lot. And, you know, the moment it feels like it's all at its closing and it's almost over, it also feels like, is it really? Like, you know, I've been going through this shit for so fucking long. I'm just tired. And I'm sick and tired of being tired. I'm sick and tired of being patient. I'm just fucking exhausted. I'm tired of being strong, you know, or having to be strong. Yesterday, I was just kind of like, I had this moment with my son, and, you know, I'm just feeling the emotions, and I started to cry, and it just broke my heart because he's like, Mom, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And I couldn't really even put into words to my four-year-old to express to him, like, how I feel on a four-year-old level, you know what I mean? And it was just so sweet because he came and gave me a hug, and I felt like my kid is such a blessing because I don't know where I would be without him and having to carry on every day just for him, you know what I'm saying? But so hard, you know? And I'm not saying other women of other ethnicities and cultures don't go through things, but I feel like, as melanated women, it's so, like, our pain, our struggles are overlooked by, like, everyone. Our own men, our families, doctors, you know, society, people at work. It's like, we're meant to be so strong, and we're, you know, put in this, like, pedestal to be, like, super strong. And it's like, damn, how come everybody else gets to be dainty and cute and sweet as a woman, and we have to be, like, a woman and a man all the time, a woman and a man all the time? And I feel like there's even moments that I've seen in society as a whole that we go so hard for other cultures, we go so hard for other groups, I don't even know how else to say it, but like, and we go so hard for our own men, you know, when they get shot or hurt by cops or some type of justice needs to happen. We're on the front lines and, you know, we're screaming and shouting and camping out and protesting. And it's just like, I feel like nobody does that for us, you know. So, like I said, I'm gonna keep it real raw. I'm gonna keep it real funky. I'm not really in the best mood to give you guys any encouragement or guidance right now, because I feel like I don't feel like I need my guidance. I'm tired, you know what I'm saying? And it's just really like, I really would love the advice from my grandmas or, you know, people that are no longer here, but it is what it is. Like, I could pull cards all day long, I could see them in my dreams all day long, but it's different about not having that energy here. So I'm going to pause it because I'm not trying to cry all over you guys. But I really need to purge this energy out. And, you know, if you feel it, you feel it. if you want to share the poem with someone that may be going through the same thing, I would love that. But I just really, I'm doing it because I feel like our voice needs to be heard. And it's like words that are unsaid, you know what I'm saying? So let me pause it here and get my bearing together, do my poem. And yeah, I'm going to just kind of spend the rest of the day contemplating what I want to do, because, you know, my business and everything is like, my platform is me. It's everything I built. But at the same time, I'm fucking tired and I'm over it. I'm tired of pouring out so much love into the world and like not getting anything back. You know what I'm saying? Like nothing. And it's not saying I don't appreciate you guys. I see my streams. I see, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like the recognition and reward for how much I've been pouring out into the universe. And at this point, I'm kind of like fed up with life. You know, fed up with every fucking thing. I'm fed up with the way the world works. I'm fed up with fucking government. I'm fed up with how they got us all like living on this like money-based society. This world that we live in is so fucked up, and it's backwards, and it's ass backwards for everybody. And you know, there's so much going on in the world. I'm just tired of seeing it, you know. So yeah, like TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, I'm over it. Like, so I have to sit in my emotions and really decide what I want to do moving forward, because that's like the basis of my brand. But at this point, I just want to deactivate everything and just fall off the face of the earth and talk to myself and like talk to the gods or something. But like, I'm over it. Like, you know, I'm just over it. It's one of those things where sometimes I just want to pull back, and it could be the Aquarius in me where I'm a loner, and I don't feel like, you know, I've tried to have friends, and I've tried to put myself out there. I've tried the dating scene, and I've tried to put myself out there. I'm fucking over everything at this point. And I feel like it's like, I don't know if it's my faith being tested or what, but it's like I just need that moment to myself. So love you guys. I gave you guys as much messages and guidance as possible. Even if I tried to delete this app for my podcast, the information's still there. You know what I'm saying? You guys have well over 600 plus episodes to find some type of inspiration, love, and light there. But I feel like I've exhausted everything I can give you guys for now. I'm not going to say I'm not going to come back one day when I'm feeling better, but for now, it's just like I need to pour that into myself right now. You know, it's bigger than a brand. Like, this is really my life, you know. So yeah, let me pause it here and we'll get back to it. Okay, so the title of my poem that I wrote literally today, I woke up at like 4:32, and it is like not too, like 3 hours after that, and I'm finally able to like express it, okay? So bear with me. But it's called Words Unsaid. Why is it that the love, protection, and support of women depends on their ethnicity? I feel like everyone in the vicinity of me could comfortably sit back and watch me slowly dying, gasping my last breath, and no one will attempt to resuscitate me because of my melanin. The color of my skin feels like a gift and a burden. We as melanated women are left so unprotected and so unappreciated by society and even our own men. I see and understand deeper why that beautiful chocolate queen bleaches her skin, trying to fit in the standards of what we believe will grant us the security and protection we strive for deep within. Growing up, we hear how pain is beauty. While the relaxer burns our scalp, don't itch your head. Let it sit longer to get it bone straight. We hear from our men that why can't we be more like Becky and them? They want yes women. We defend, honor, and protect our men who end up marrying someone lighter than. And they call us problematic for attempting to express our emotions as women. We're judged by doctors and OBGYNs, looked at as promiscuous because our baby's fathers don't show up to our appointments to hold our hands. Misused and abused, and we still show up for our kids, friends, and family. We'll lead a million-man march just to prove that we see and respect and honor our own men. When is it our turn to win? The respectable, modest women are overlooked because you scroll and see ass and titties on the gram or Facebook, and you think we don't see? We scroll too. And society isn't afraid to remind us that they love our beauty and our look, but don't want to protect us. Melanated women are the most overlooked as a whole. So, few of us are in relationships, and the rest of us comments under the post and say goals. But deep down, we carry the burden of running a two-parent home with one person. I'm sorry, but that math ain't mathing. Women getting push gifts, and we have to stand in line and receive benefits from the same government that hates us and dictates what we qualify for and what we don't. This is why a majority of us don't vote, because we see no hope. However, we still slowly climb out of our beds on a daily, feed the kids, out to school, into work, where we are sexually harassed and made to feel like that token black girl. They passively, aggressively remind us that they could easily replace us if we make just one mistake, or we arrive just a few minutes late. They don't care about our feelings or excuses. They don't care about our children. They slave us harder for less pay. If we want to quit, we gotta give 2 weeks notice, but one slip up and you're fired that same day. Our fathers, brothers, and lovers get shot up every day, and we protest in their defense. But when it's their turn to return the love and support, they debate about who was in the wrong on TikTok Live. You guessed, the conclusion they come up with is that it's all our faults. So tired of being sick and tired of being a hopeless romantic. Going on dates and giving wifely energy to someone who just wants to toot it and boot it. When we love hard. And we're so afraid to get involved and end up with another baby and no support. How does the responsibility always fall on us? It takes two to tango, and yet we still dance alone in the end. We had to develop our tough persona just to cope with the fact of never feeling safe or protected by our men. All we truly want is to be that soft girl. Trust me, as a young girl, I didn't picture my life the way it is, and I'm sure sis didn't either. We tried to heal and work on our mental health, pay bills, and show up for our kids the best we can, while consistently being dealt the bad hand in this game called life. So understand, if you want us to be your wife, homie, lover, best friend, then don't sit back and watch us fight for our lives. Reach out and lend a helping hand to the beautiful melanated woman. Understand our emotions and the things that we struggle with daily, our journey of looking deep within and reflecting. We're trying to catch the attention of our men and express that we need love, security, and support. So I leave this here with you. If you see a melanated woman doing this on her own, and you truly love her, it's time to help her finally sit on her rightful throne, because all human life begins and ends with her. The end. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the poem. And like, again, thank you guys for all the support and everything like that. Whether you're on any of my pages, you watch me, you comment, you like, you share. And I know I haven't posted any content in a while because obviously you guys know what I'm going through on a daily basis and people stealing my content or my intellectual property or, you know, creating fake pages and just trying everything in their power to stop my brand. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, like I said in the poem. I love you guys. Until the next time you guys hear from me, I wish you nothing best but the best, love, support, guidance, and strength. And hopefully you guys are able to continue on your journey and be the best you can be. Peace.